With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Arizona is center stage of the national abortion debate after the state's Supreme Court ruled that the state may enforce an abortion ban on the books since 1864.
The ruling has Democrats hoping to strike fear in the hearts of American voters that GOP victories in November will translate into new abortion restrictions, both at the state and federal levels. Vice President Kamala Harris will echo that message when she pays a visit to Arizona on Friday. In the past, Republican Senate candidate Carrie Lake has praised the 1864 law, but following the court's decision, she's now calling on the governor and state lawmakers to replace it with a more moderate alternative. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the parents of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly have each been sentenced to at least 10 years in prison for failing to take steps that could have prevented the killing of four students.
Before sentencing, family members of the Oxford High School students killed in the 2021 shooting spoke. Craig Schilling, whose son Justin died, says his life will never be the same.
It's fair to say that I live every day with pain, anger, heartache, regret, anxiety, stress, you name it. They are all there.
Justin Schilling's mother, Jill Suave, addressed Jennifer and James Crumbly.
You have failed your son and you have failed us all.
Nicole Beausoleil was the mother of victim Madison Baldwin.
Your Honor, I request that the maximum sentence be enforced as it will never come close to the life sentence I was given.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Norfolk Southern reaches a major settlement following the February 2023 train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The $600 million settlement would resolve all class action claims within a 20-mile radius of the derailment and would take care of personal injury claims by residents who live within a 10-mile radius of the site. This is SRN News. The governor of Florida makes a prediction.
Democrats think the issue of abortion will win them the Sunshine State in November, but Ron DeSantis doesn't buy it. The Republican governor says he believes voters will reject a ballot amendment that would enshrine abortion in the state's constitution this fall. He also thinks a measure that would legalize recreational marijuana will be defeated. DeSantis says, quote, when voters figure out how radical they are, the measures will fail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Church is preparing for its general conference in Charlotte, North Carolina this month, an event that was originally scheduled for 2020. It's expected that the gathering will see a formal split in the UMC over homosexual marriage and homosexual ordination. The denomination's lost thousands of conservative congregations over the past decade as the leadership has embraced the queer trans agenda. The United Methodist membership in the U.S. has declined dramatically. This is SRN News. California spends $24 billion to tackle homelessness.
The audit attempts to assess how effective the state and municipalities have been spending billions of dollars to address the ongoing homelessness crisis in California. An estimated 171,000 people are homeless in California, which would amount to roughly 30% of all the homeless people in the U.S. Despite the billions in spending, the problem is not improving in many cities. Among other things, the report found the California Interagency Council on Homelessness stopped tracking data related to five initiatives in 2021 despite the continuous state funding. Keith Peters reporting.
One of the most sought-after comics of all time sells at auction in Texas. Action Comics number 1 features the first appearance of Superman. When it came out in 1938, it was 10 cents. The bidding at Heritage Auctions in Dallas set a record at $6 million. More details at SRNnews.com.